Appendix. Understanding numbers. Orders of magnitude. Time flies. Organisms grow. Things change. In the world of fiction, these inexorable processes and outcomes are, almost without exception, handled in qualitative terms. In fairy tales, it has always been once upon a time, and the protagonists are rich, princes, and poor. Cinderella's, beautiful maidens and ugly ogres and bold knights or timid mice. Numbers usually enter only as simple counters, as devices serving the plot, often in threes, three brothers, three wishes, three little pigs. Not much changes in modern fiction. Hemingway's Lady Brett Ashley is damned good looking, but we never learn her height. And Fitzgerald's storied Gatsby makes his first appearance just as a man of about my age, and we never learn his age or his real wealth. Only exact timing becomes somewhat more prominent, often in the first sentence. Zola's Money. 11 o'clock had just struck at the Bourse. Faulkner's Intruder in the Dust. It was just noon that Sunday morning. Solzhenitsyn's One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich at 5 o'clock that morning. In contrast, today's world is full of numbers. The new fairy tales, the stories about improbable billionaires, unfailingly note the latest sums to their credit, the new tragedies, reports of the latest ferry sinking or of yet another mass homicide, always come with the number of victims. Daily counts of national and global deaths became the inescapable mark of the 2020 pandemic. Ours is a new quantitative world where people measure numbers of their friends on Facebook, of their daily steps by Fitbit, and of their investment prowess by beating the Nasdaq average. This quantification is pervasive, but all too often its quality is questionable, as the numbers range from precise and repeated measurements to sloppy assumptions and careless estimates. Unfortunately, few people who see, repeat, and use these numbers question their origins, and very few try to judge them in context. But even the best modern numbers, those that may be perfect measures of complex realities, are often elusive because they represent quantities that are either too large or too small for any intuitive comprehension. This makes them easy subjects for misrepresentation and misuse. Even preschoolers have a mental system of magnitude representation that creates an intuitive number sense, and this capability improves with schooling. Obviously, this number system is only approximate, and it fails as the quantities rise to thousands, millions, and billions. This is where orders of magnitude come in handy. Think of them simply as the total number of digits that follow the first digit of any whole number, or the number of digits following the first digit before the decimal point. No digit follows 7, and no additional digit comes between the first number and the decimal point in 3.5. And hence both of these numbers are of a zero order of magnitude. This is expressed on a base 10, decadic logarithmic scale, as 10 to the power of 0. Any number between 1 and 10 will be a multiple of 10 to the power of 0. 10 becomes 10 to the power of 1. 20 is 2 times 10 to the power of 1. The advantages of this become quickly apparent as the numbers grow bigger. A tenfold jump brings us to items counted in hundreds, 10 to the 2, and then to thousands, 10 to the 3, tens of thousands, 10 to the 4, hundreds of thousands, 10 to the 5, and millions, 10 to the 6. Beyond that, we get into realms where it is easy to make order of magnitude mistakes. Some rich families, business founders, owners, or lucky inheritors, now add annually to their holdings tens, 10 to the 7, or hundreds, 10 to the 8 of millions of dollars. In 2020, the world had about 2,100 billionaires, 10 to the 9 dollars, and the richest ones are now valued at more than 100 billion, or 10 to the 11 dollars. In terms of individual net worth, compared with the few dollars worth of tattered clothes and the worn-out shoes of a destitute African migrant, the gap is thus 10 orders of magnitude. This difference is so large that we can find no equivalent among the properties separating the two most notable classes of terrestrial animals, birds and mammals. The difference between the body masses of the smallest and the largest mammals, the Etruscan shrew at 10 to the 0 grams and the African elephant at 10 to the 6 grams, is just 6 orders of magnitude. The difference between the wingspan of the smallest and the largest flying birds, the bee hummingbird at 3 centimetres and the Andean condor at 320 centimetres, is only 2 orders of magnitude. Clearly, some humans have gone far further than natural evolution ever could in separating themselves from the crowd. And there is an even easier way to indicate orders of magnitude than by spelling out full-value designations or writing them out as exponents of decadic logarithms. Because these multiples are encountered so frequently in both scientific research and in engineering practice, they were assigned specific Greek names to be used as prefixes for the first 3 orders of magnitude. 10 to the 1 is deca, 10 to the 2 is hecto, 10 to the 3 is kilo, and then for every third order, 10 to the 6 is mega, 10 to the 9, giga, all the way to iota, 10 to the 24, now the highest named order of magnitude. Everything from actual numbers to specific names is summarized as follows. Multiples in the international system of units used in the text. Prefix, hecto, abbreviation, h, scientific notation, 10 to the 2. Kilo, k, 10 to the 3. Mega, m, 10 to the 6. Giga, g, 10 to the 9. Tera, t, 10 to the 12. Peta, p, 10 to the 15. Exa, e, 10 to the 18. Zeta, z, 10 to the 21. And iota, y, 10 to the 24. Yet another way to illustrate the unprecedented range of magnitudes that enables the functioning of modern societies is to compare them with the range of traditional experiences. 2 key examples will suffice. In pre-industrial societies, the extremes of travel speeds on land differed only by a factor of 2, from slow walking, 4 kilometers per hour, to horse-drawn coaches, 8 kilometers per hour, for those who could pay for a seat, often unupholstered. In contrast, travel speeds now range over 2 orders of magnitude, from 4 kilometers per hour for slow walking to 900 kilometers per hour for jet liners. And the most powerful prime mover, an organism or machine delivering kinetic energy an individual could commonly control during the pre-industrial era, was a powerful horse at 750 watts. Now, hundreds of millions of people drive vehicles whose power ranges between 100 and 300 kilowatts, up to 400 times the power of a strong horse, and the pilot of a wide-body jetliner commands about 100 megawatts, equivalent to more than 130,000 strong horses in cruising mode. These gains have been too large to be grasped directly or intuitively. Understanding the modern world needs a careful attention to orders of magnitude.